Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never.
What the fuck is up, people? Happy Monday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Coming at you, baby boys. This is not live. This is a pre-tape. We taped this last week. If you guys are watching this live, you should know that right now me, Big J, and Dave are on Joe Rogan's podcast. So really turn this one off. Go watch that. You don't got to watch it. Actually, you know what? No,
and watch the Diet Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, it's not. You're going to get. Yeah.
AKA yes, Mr. Rogan.
Whatever, dude. Who gives a shit? Yeah, we're not going to go and fucking... we're not going to go and actively try to ruin Joe Rogan's career. Sorry, Zach.
Doesn't that sound so fun, though?
That would be fun.
Yeah, it's so great.
We just harmonize the N-word as soon as he introduces us.
like the Three Stooges.
Actually, also realized I don't think Rogan's live anymore, so, well, I just ruined the surprise. Ladies and gentlemen.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy-doodly-doo. We're on Legion of Skanks later on. We're on Joe Rogan later on today. This is going to be a great show. I got a bunch of these in the can. I'm traveling for the next few weeks. Shannon looks very excited about the fact of me being out of town, which bothers me a little bit inside. We might be looking for a new producer for this show because I feel like Shannon's passion for the Real Ass Podcast is slowly but surely dwindling. She wants to give the reins over to Alex, she told me this morning.
That's because you said you wanted her to be the producer.
Better.
So I said, fine, do
she's
it.
Better than you.
Okay.
Look okay. at Shannon. How much extra would it be if somebody donated Shannon's tits?
To Alex?
Can we put the old ones in Alex?
Dude, if Alex was a producer of the show, I'd just buy her tits to bother Shannon.
That's one, the ultimate just... scam that Jew. That's like when you rent the car and then replace the tires.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have Alex on the next show.
Okay. I feel like you don't I feel like you've started taking me for granted.
Oh, really? I take you for granted. Okay, Shannon. As soon as we started fucking each other, everything changed. As soon as we started having unprotected sex with cream pies.
You said it wasn't going to get weird, and look at how you treat me
I
now.
Know. Well, I'm sorry, Shannon. We have cream pie sex, and I enjoy it. I'm walking on eggshells. I'm going to have a goddamn flat-chested baby coming out of her eventually.
Oh, just a broad-shouldered baby.
Fucking broad-shouldered, big old lips, no tits, though. God damn it.
Italian swimmer body, baby.
Shannon's fucking can't even breastfeed it because her tits died years ago. Shannon, you would starve our fucking baby with your dead tits.
Maybe.
Shannon's tits have evaporated milk. Non-dairy creamer.
All right, we have a great show plan today. Incredible show plan for the day. As always, international superstar Zach D'Amico is with me.
Feeling good, buddy.
And we have two incredible guests returning. Dave Temple's back on the show.
Yay!
What
hey,
up,
people.
Baby boy?
How you guys doing?
Chilling, man.
Welcome back.
And it's been a hot minute since you've been on the show. You were here with Godfrey the last time, and you look less in shape than you did last time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Were you here on that show, Paul?
No, I missed that.
Paul Hooper's back on the show as well.
Thanks, man.
He tried to convince everyone that he was in the same shape as Godfrey. And Godfrey sat next to him. It was fucking ridiculous.
It's the skin, man. I'm trying to tell you. You got to see me fresh out of a workout. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to work out, get all sweaty, and then post a picture. And I'm going to tag all you guys in, and you'll see how cut up I look once I'm like all wet.
You're going to be wet for
cut up? Because I got to get shiny to get... Like, why do you think when bodybuilders go out to perform, they spray themselves in that black... Like,
can we get
black?
Some sort of oily substance to rub on Dave's
body?
Can
we throw a cup of water on Dave and see if he looks like D'Angelo?
It has to be wet.
Seriously, though, that's why
Nate,
those guys
Nate,
put the
please...
shiny black shit on when they go to...
Shoe polish.
Oh, no. No, Nate. You can tell.
Look at my shoulders. Look up.
Next door, we have plenty of lube.
Look at the definition of the shoulder right there, and that's not even shine right there.
Let's see. We're gonna have Nate.
Shoulders look good.
It was funnier to have Nate lube him up.
It's
right?
Way funnier.
Okay, Shannon would just fucking enjoy it, fucking slut. Just to get her hands on another man besides me, any other man, right, Shannon? Oh, I hate you now.
And you have to watch. It'll be fun.
Oh, it'll bother me so much.
She's gonna prep the ball.
Fucking.
D'Angelo actually looks pretty flat right there.
He really does. He changed a lot.
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
Well, it's because you're looking at me and you're going, oh, okay. Seeing the real. Is that
the famous video?
Yeah, that's it.
No. Is D'Angelo like 5'4"? Really? Is he like a little guy?
I think he looks like a little.
I don't know, but that's not what I remember. I remember D'Angelo. I remember questioning my sexuality watching that video.
Yeah.
Being like, can that camera just go a little lower, please?
He's 5'6". He's a little bitty.
That's my size.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoops.
That's okay. All right, I'm aware.
Barely a man.
I know what I am.
He's a little bitty.
He's 5'6". He's, I'd say a half man.
Dude, women are sickened by me.
Yeah. All right, so here, take your shirt off, dude. We're going to have Nate rub you down, and we're going to see if there's a difference.
No, ain't no homo. No homo.
There's no homo here.
No, Nate.
You got to fucking. Nate, come on. You're the assistant producer on the show.
Look at that. See?
Rub him down. Get his chest.
Put on that D'Angelo song.
Yeah. Good idea.
Put it on. Just.
And we got to get the camera. We got to get the camera close up.
Uh-oh.
While he stands up.
Oh, I got to stand?
You got to stand. You're lucky I'm making you stand, you fucking flabby sitting bitch. The fact that I'm letting you stand right now is changing the game for you.
All right, you got to get the low.
He thinks he looks like Godfrey. It's fucking psychotic.
Me and Godfrey are the same. Look at that. All right, hold on. See, I'm not the best right now, but yeah. All right, so start up here with the shoulders.
And get down.
Huh? It's the gayest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
your body hair is so unevenly distributed. It's like when your girlfriend leaves her vibrator under the bed and there's cat hair on it.
Just see the difference in the arm now.
Oh
just,
boy!
See the.
You look like you've been running from the cops. Nate, you gotta really get his chest. Let me say something. It's also not oil. It's
lube.
You're
getting lube.
Fuck yeah!
Rubbing
all
over him.
You're just rubbing lube all over him.
All right, we're done with this shit here. Give me a fucking towel. Full coverage. Shit,
you get him a towel actually, because now that lube
that stinks, right?
That lube sucks.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're not the sponsor of the show.
They
might be one day.
That's
terrible. It stains my bed sheets.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck like that. It's like bubbled up.
Oh man, this is like... Yeah, and it's probably not going to mix with the lotion that I already have on, the shea butter or whatever.
It's actually, it's black person repellent. We rubbed it on and it's bubbling up. It's going to kill you, actually.
What a world! What a world!
It's a new sponsor on the Gas Digital Network.
Water?
It's black person repellent. It's called The Job.
No one's getting me
a towel. That's a bottled full-time job.
No one is getting me a paper towel or anything at this moment.
No, they have towels. We have a shower next door.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Now, Nate, please rub him slowly.
No, give me the fucking towel.
Try him. Well.
Wow.
He just lost all of his fucking black credibility in Philly.
Huh? Yeah, I lost that.
That was a bad experiment.
Lost that a while ago.
That's good. Look good, though. See, that's the thing. A woman wants him, like a chubby guy like you who's confident enough to take your shirt off and fucking.
This really smells like. You ever have sex with a chick and you can tell she just, like, sprayed herself before you came over?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't fucking wash her cooch. She just tried to spray.
Yeah.
That Victoria's Secret shit.
I remember one time I hooked up with a chick and went down on her, and I remember distinctly, and I, like, blocked it from my memory, but her pussy smelled like a condom. Like, she was with another dude and hadn't washed her pussy since she was with another guy. I think back, I'm like, it was so definitely another, like, a condom. And in my mind, I was like, oh, that smells weird. The condom started eating it. It was like,
yeah. It's bad either way, whether it was 2 hours before or 5 days before.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't even know what's worse.
There was this video of this girl who showed up to a porn shoot and, her vagina smelled awful, and then they start fucking through the scene, and then it was like another old condom already inside her, and she literally just had the wide-eyed look like, I don't know where that came from. Like, that was the only excuse that she could offer. And they're like, yeah, well, we didn't put it in there, bitch. Like, you came with a condom in you already.
Yeah, I've never had a condom slip off my body into a girl. You hear about that a lot. I guess that happens if people ejaculate into the condom and then try to keep on going, and it, like, slides off.
Never had it.
You create, I think.
You know what's weird? It only happened as a teenager for me. Like, it never happened as an adult. I think like young girls, they used to just get way wetter. Way wetter.
How young?
Like either that or their pussies were way tighter and fucking sucked the condom right off you.
Maybe that was it also. Or maybe they weren't wet at all.
I would say that less wet pussy would make the condom, it would grip the condom right off your dick.
Because in high school, I definitely wasn't eating pussy. You were just trying to jam.
You didn't eat pussy?
I didn't start eating pussy until I had a girlfriend like that I really like wanted to make feel good. But everything else was just jamming condom in.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I think 14.
Okay.
And if a girl I lost my virginity to, her vagina smelled awful.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
Because you didn't know. Girls' pussies back then, I remember this chick, Megan, my buddy Mike would finger her and then he would let everyone smell his finger. And I just remember, it smelled like shit. And all of us were like, oh, that's great. Oh, it smells so great, dude, pussy. And it was this stinky, disgusting, fucking gross, half Dominican, half Jew pussy. And she had pimples all over her face. She was disgusting. And that was my first, I remember just being like, yeah, pussy smells repulsive, but not wanting to say anything.
And then you were gay at that time. Did you think you were gay?
No, I didn't think I was gay. I was just like, you know, I was like, I guess I'm going to have to grow to like this. And then my second time...
It's an acquired. It's like whiskey. You like it more as you get older.
Yeah. My second time smelling pussy was this girl, fucking Allison, who was also disgusting. Another disgusting girl. And she would let us videotape... She would come to our band practices... And she would let us videotape her shoving like drumsticks and guitar picks into her pussy and like doing like weird shit. And she was just like a fucking just gross. And she put her drumstick in my drumstick into her pussy. And we were smelling the drumstick afterwards. And I was
from
like,
KFC, not actually,
dude. She was fucking gross,
rancid,
rancid. And then I remember just like this drumstick smells like goddamn pussy's gross. And then I finally went down on a girl, and the first girl I went down on. Her pussy was okay. It wasn't great.
Sweet relief.
It wasn't great, but comparatively to those other fucking sewer rats.
Also, in those girls' defense, like when we were kids, we were just outside all day. So you know what I mean? Like you
went the little rascals.
But I'm saying, like, anytime Starless pussy stunk like fucking fingering a girl,
fucking cat litter.
It was usually like the end of the day, sitting on a stoop. You know what I mean? Like the sun has already gone down. So this is never. I didn't have fresh.
Okay.
I fingered a girl.
Did you smell
a
pussy? Boing.
I fingered a girl on a Ferris wheel one time and smelled it all the way around. You know what I mean? With, in the open air of a fairground.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So you think all the other cars smelled?
They had to. It was one of the worst. And we were in our 20s. It wasn't any teenage thing.
It was just a fucking gross pig.
Well into adulthood.
Wow.
Unacceptable.
Wow, unacceptable. Unruly. No, you need to clean that puss, ladies.
What did you think fairground puss was going to be like?
Well, we met off the property. We weren't like on the fairground. We went there and thought it'd be fun. And then
in high school, we did this. I remember in gym class. Did you guys shower in your gym class in high school? We didn't. We went to gym class, sweated our asses off, then just got our clothes back on.
And sprayed Axe and went back
throughout
to class.
The rest of the day.
Yeah, the rest
and
of the day.
And usually was having sex around 4:35.
Yeah, and then after school, you go finger bang this bitch who also did the same thing. We have gym class 3 days a week. Odds are you're finger banging some gross gym pussy. That's actually the source.
No, odds are if you're getting finger banged in high school, you were the kind of girl that for gym, you just walked around the track wearing like
sweatpants.
Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Yeah.
Those are the girls getting fingered. The girls just smoked Marlboro Smooth 100s and walked the track.
There's something hot about girls who would wear fucking pajama pants to school.
Yeah.
Those girls never wanted to fuck me, but there was something hot about it. I just remember in high school being like, God damn, I don't want to peel off those pajama
pants.
Right,
and most of those girls were fucking grown men.
Yes.
Yeah, those were the girls that were fucking like a 22-year-old.
Those girls had coke problems already. Yeah. Those girls had lived life already.
They were getting picked up after school, you know what I mean? It was
Shannon,
a brand new car.
Pajama pants in high school?
No.
Juicy sweatpants?
No. No, I just wore jeans. Like a normal person.
But they were like affliction jeans with like crosses on them and fucking.
No, I was like
studs.
I was like grungy when I was in like late junior high school to early high school. So I had like a wallet chain and ripped jeans and it was a whole thing.
Rape me.
That song hadn't come out yet.
Everyone. Shannon.
I did cry when
did you first have your pussy eaten? How old were you?
I think I was like 18.
18?
Yeah, I had sex before that happened.
Before you used your pussy eating. Yeah. I went straight to eating pussy. I don't know. It was just like this girl, Claire, who became like a fucking like lesbian-y fucking Vassar chick who hates me now, blocked me on all like everything just because of who I am. I was the first person to eat that box.
Mm.
And I remember I went fucking down there and I wouldn't let her suck my dick. I was like, yeah, my girlfriend's not going to have a dick in her mouth. She's not a whore. But I just was like, mum, mum, mum,
do you remember the first time someone ever sucked your dick and then came up and kissed you right afterwards? And it was like everything in your mouth, in your mind was like, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but you kind of didn't
after
mind
gotten
it.
The car after coming?
No, 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 not coming. Just like, just.
No, I can't but do the cum.
I never did the cum thing either, but.
Some guys will do. Zach probably does that. Nope. You fucking gay
never
bitch.
Once.
You fucking love snowballing, you faggot. Ew. Ew. Zach loves getting snowballed into his fucking mouth. What a ew.
I've never tasted cum.
Look at him.
Not
anything?
Even your own?
Nope.
You've never accidentally had cum.
Really?
You
never tried.
You never tried your own cum?
You never. Tap
it's
your
the
finger.
One taste I've never tried.
Wait. You've never tapped your finger on your pre-cum and wow. just tasted it. Just no. a little bit, just to you're see like, what they're curious. Up against.
Just to see if you were sick. That's how I check. That's my doctor visits. I go, I'm good.
And I remember six I dated months. A girl once that, you know, we did the whole eat the pineapples for a while to see if it makes your shit, you know, and then we would taste our own shit that way.
Wait, shit?
No, not your shit, your cum.
Okay.
And you would taste it too.
You would taste it too.
Well, I was tasting mine because I wanted to make sure it was good for her.
Oh, you're a fucking homo, right. dude. I did it one time when I was 12. I came on my belly and I went, all right, no one's around.
Same.
No.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm that salty.
I didn't think it was that bad. I tasted my own cum and I was like, ah.
You're like, okay, I could live off this.
Yeah,
since you're just coming into your own mouth every day, three meals a day.
Yeah. Texture's
I was
bad.
Scared to taste my cum because I would beat off into either socks or boxers and the stain.
The dog?
No.
That is aggressive. But Shannon! Like,
if I didn't wash
Shannon!
Those right away.
That was a fucking great joke. He said he beat off in the box. I was like, the dog?
You're bullying the crowd.
Thank you.
But did that ever happen where it would leave like this stain? Like it would look like a coffee stain that was just left in your socks or in your boxers from your cum. And I thought there was something
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, like a yellowish type of stain. I would come on, I had a robe that was on the back of my door. It was like my own Ric Flair robe. But it was no feathers or sparkles. It was just jizz stains. And I also grew up at a time when
it looked like a planetarium.
Spencer's Gifts was a big fucking deal in my life. So 9th, 10th grade, it's just a different thing, right? I'm 37 years old, okay? When I was in the 9th, 10th grade, we're talking about 96, 97. This is prime time. You go to the mall, you go to Spencer's Gifts, you get black lights, you get stars for your fucking ceiling, you get some fucking, you know, a lava lamp. So my room regularly was just lit up with like black lamps, and this fucking cum robe, it looked like it was a fucking, like a painting, like an impressionist painting. It was just splattered everywhere. And everyone knew it. Like I had no shame.
It looks
shame.
Like those Welcome to New York City sweatshirts they sell now.
Yeah, my mom definitely knew it was just covered in jizz. She would never wash it. She never touched it.
Just let you have it. Just let him do it. Just let fucking.
And after a while, the robe became so encrusted. The whole thing was like a crusty like, and it started smelling like like cotton candy.
That's pretty good. I think. Oh no, not ammonia.
Huh?
No, cotton candy.
So that's what happens if you keep coming and don't wash it out. Man.
Yeah. That's actually how you make cotton candy.
I feel like a fucking tramp right now. Like the way this lube is still left a film on my skin. Yeah. Like I feel like a fucking prostitute.
Yeah.
Feel my arm right now. This is what prostitutes feel.
Yeah,
tell me.
Tell
me. I feel like I
after they have sex with a black person. That's the way they describe it.
Yeah.
Like I can't get like, it off my body. It's just.
It's like a chick that you meet at the boardwalk. Like I fucking feel disgusting.
Yeah. Oof. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dave. All right, real quick, gentlemen, let's talk about BlueChew.com, which is the fucking best. Dude, I love BlueChew, Zach.
Buddy.
It really, dude, it makes sex, it just gives me a different type of confidence in the bedroom, okay? Because obviously, I got a high libido. I don't have an issue with any sort of sexual performance. I can get my penis hard. That's not the issue, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about wanting to go a few extra rounds. I'm talking about wanting to pleasure this woman beyond her wildest fucking dreams. Blue Chew enables me to do that. And it's super fucking easy. You don't have to go to a doctor and get a prescription. You do the prescription right online. They mail you the stuff right into your mailbox. It's discreet. It's quick. It's easy. I'm going to tell you right now, Blue Chew will change the way that you are looking at sex. It's going to change the way that you're enjoying sex. It's going to change the way your partner's enjoying sex.
And forget about the discreet part, all right? You save a trip to the pharmacy. You save a trip to the doctors. You got fucking to do. You can't be making all these errands.
Exactly. That's at least two or three more sessions you get in without actually going out of the house, which is amazing, okay? BlueChew.com is the website, BlueChew.com. That's the website. You get your first order absolutely free when you use the promo code RAP. Once again, that is BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP. Pay $5 shipping. Get your first order for free. All right, let's get back into it. Shannon, when you were who was the first guy to eat your pussy? Was it the guy you lost your virginity to?
No,
just a different guy. So the guy you lost your virginity to was like, I'm not eating that.
That was that. No. That was just that was like a let me lose my virginity because all my other friends had, as I was 16.
Yes. You didn't even know the guy, really?
No, I did. I did.
Friend?
He was like one of the guys that I hung out with.
Older?
Yeah.
Has he been in touch with you like recently to try to fuck again as like adults?
No. No, like he got a girlfriend shortly after and knocked her up.
How old was he?
I don't know, maybe 19.
Fuck yeah. 19. Yes. And did it hurt?
I don't remember it hurting.
Were you drunk?
No.
You said I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking and you it's fucking little flat titties.
Yeah.
He's like, turn over. I want to feel your tits.
No.
You're like, I am turned over. That is my tits. Right?
That's not how it happened. No.
He's like, all right, turn over again. I don't want to look at your face. And then the next guy you hooked up with was like.
That was my boyfriend.
And then he went down on you.
Yeah.
And were you excited about it?
I don't really remember it. I don't remember it
that
well.
He wasn't good at it, yeah.
And we were young. We were really young.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That was an insane thing. Since I was a kid, I enjoyed eating a good puss, you know? I really
First
did.
Time I ate pussy, I got tricked into it. And then the girl pulled up her pants and left.
Oh, no.
And then I was just like pissed off. What happened? I was okay. This African girl that we worked together, and I got her to come over and hang out one night when my mom was at work. And
she was like, look, and then blowed her in the neck. Just woke up with her right in your face.
Nah, but I remember we were hanging out. We were talking.
A lion! And watch out, there's an elephant coming.
We were doing like the goofy kid shit, the truth or dare shit.
Throws chicken
I'm
bones
to get
on
to.
The floor.
It says you'll eat my pussy.
But she fucking, I remember telling her, we were doing the truth or dare, and this bitch kept picking truth. This bitch kept picking truth.
Well, she was picking truth.
We're learning.
Truth. She was picking truth.
So we're learning about each other. And then she finally did a dare, but it was whack. And I was like, I thought you were going to like dare me to like go
I
down.
Dare you to take this HIV test. Go.
But I thought she was going to, I thought you were going to like dare me to like, I don't know, eat your pussy or something. And then she was like, why? Would you have done it? And I'm like, yeah, I would have done it. And then she goes like, I just got wet. And I'm like, well, yeah.
She thought she got wet. How old were you?
I was like, 15 or something like that. 15. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So then we go upstairs into my room and I start eating this girl out. And then I'm like trying to work my way, like, you know, trying to eat her out and work my pants off at the same time and all this shit like that.
Oh, well,
and
you got one hand trying to get the flies out of
Yeah, yeah. But, and then my fucking, you can hear my mom walk in. That was the thing. I'm trying to fuck and this girl's like not letting me fuck. And I remember like getting really frustrated, and then basically my mom saved her by walking in, and then I had to
saved
like,
her
because I was.
What are you rescued. About to admit?
I was not about to give up. That's for sure. And like no,
she came but, and started raining life.
I was going to keep pushing the envelope, and then my mom came in, and I had to hide her in my closet until my mom like got undressed and went to bed, and then I snuck her back out. It was fun.
Okay. You're lucky, bitch.
Yeah.
And that wasn't weird with the next girl when they had a clit?
Yeah, did this girl have a clit? She made me eat it in the dark, so I don't even know. And she made me eat her pussy in the dark because she had burns all over her body.
Well, that's a thing you should have started with.
I totally forgot about it. This bitch,
that fucking Nelson Mandela put a tire on her and set it on fire.
No, this bitch was bad.
I would have opened with the first girl I went down on was covered in burns.
I forgot. I never saw the burns. She was insecure about them. But she had a great body, but she had burns from like when she was a kid. She ran and tripped over a wire and pulled like one of those skillet things down on top of her, so she had burns like all
what?
Over her body.
Jesus Christ!
Like, you know how motherfuckers make.
No,
like,
it's not a regular thing where there's a thing where you can pull a fucking
okay
iron skillet of fucking it's like, hot it's like coals on top of your
not
body.
Hot coals, but like
it
grease.
Was a deep fryer, Dave. We all know it was a deep fryer.
The way she's described it, whatever Africans make in a light pan of boiling oil, she ran past and tripped over the
extension. Yeah, deep fryer.
The fucking deep fryer.
You weren't even kidding.
Dave.
It's actually a deep fryer.
Dave, I love you. The first girl, the first pussy you ate was extra crispy.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, man. That's funny, though. Come on.
Double bass.
Jesus Christ. Huh? Fried and dip.
Yeah, so fried pussy. Right. It's good, though. It's good.
And where were the burns on her body?
They were like everywhere, apparently. Like she made me turn off the lights and eat her out in complete darkness.
Well, that's how you got her to show up. You fell asleep and then all of a sudden she was there. Yeah.
Is that a Candyman joke or a Freddy Krueger? Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Yes, he was burnt.
Yeah.
What about you? What was the first pussy you ever ate?
I don't remember the first one. I remember I wasn't into it in my early 20s. And then I got a girlfriend who wasn't into it either. And then one night we were both a little drunk. And she's like, well, I'm not really. That's not my thing, but you can sort of. And I did. And she came really hard, which was a new thing for her and me. It emboldened me and gave me a lot of confidence. It became my thing.
Right.
But that was the first time it was good. Before that, it was just a sloppy mess. On one night stands,
just a lot
I wasn't into
like
it.
Trying to do the alphabet.
I think so, and I think I was trying to get away with it. I never wanted to do that, so I was going to see how long I get away.
I don't think the alphabet would work,
no.
Right?
No, you
I think it's just to get
emotion.
You used to it. I think it's just to get you used to making a mess and.
I think it's just to occupy you, so you don't get bored, and give you a goal at the end.
I've done. Yeah. I do the alphabet sometimes, but I don't do the alphabet. What I'll do is I will do each letter 100 times. So I'll go. All right, hey.
Over and over and over.
You done yet? B.
But I only had it.
Oh, I miss B. I really miss B. She's a good woman.
I fucked up.
That's the one thing that does suck, though, that all women are different. So, like, a woman that you could make come in like a minute and a half, the next bitch. It takes a lot longer for her, and you're like, come on, man, this shit worked everywhere else. You know
people
what I mean?
Have to communicate. That's really what it is you have to. The problem is people are too afraid, I guess, to hurt the other person's feelings. You have to just the first time you go, oh, this is what I like. That's what I say to a chick. I'm like, tell me what you like specifically.
Yeah.
Don't fucking stop playing these games. Don't make me guess. I don't want to sit here and fucking, no, I
want
to.
Well, women don't know what they want. They don't know.
Yeah, they
don't
do.
Know.
They
know.
Fuck.
Older women know what they want.
Older women do because they've been yelled at and hit enough.
Yeah. Shannon, what do you like? Describe how you like to be eaten out. Go ahead, go. And turn on some hot music.
No, it's not always the same.
Turn on turn on the Six Flags music. Because we do have that Six Flags contest coming up by August 30th. If you guys do email us, RealSFficial, keep it on, RealSFficial@gmail.com with your funniest video set to this music, you guys can win a free, almost all expense paid trip to Six Flags with the Gas Digital crew. We like
this
the party.
Is
Shannon, go ahead,
pussy
go.
Eating music.
We eat the pussy.
Okay, Shannon, what'd you like?
It's different. It depends on
me.
The day.
What do you want me to do? Go.
I don't want you to do anything.
I know. Just me putting my lips there is enough. She just starts gushing all over my face. I come within an inch of her big old. She got a big clit, too. As soon as I come within an inch of her clit, she just starts.
Squirts everywhere.
It's also not like liquid. It's like a thick, congealed.
Snotty. Oh, God. I hate when women have snotty cum.
It's like, you ever see the alien movie? The little alien just.
Face sort of attack.
Latches onto your face. You're like, oh, it's disgusting. And you fucking, but I do it for her because I love her. Gotcha. What do you like?
I don't know.
See?
Shannon, see, that's the problem.
No,
that's why
do.
You don't come.
No, I don't want to have this conversation.
Shut up. You if it was SDR show, she'd be fucking shoving a fucking
that's
rock star's cock
this
into her.
This is the same
asshole.
Reason why they can't communicate how they want to come, because they never want to have the fucking
I know. This
Shannon,
that's why you don't get laid, is because you're lack of communication.
I'm not fucking any of you.
Yes, you are.
Exactly.
You're having sex.
Why you should be comfortable saying it.
Cream pie.
We're sex. Sitting here. We're that. Spilling our souls about
I'm
the
spilling
first
my
time,
jism into your bowels.
All of the bullshit bowels. Mistakes we've Shut made up, as bowels. Teenagers, Shannon, and you can't share a little bit of information with us, like what makes you come.
Well, I've
Dave's covered in lube right now.
Right.
There's only one guy that has orally been able to make me finish.
All right, well, remind them what I did. Please.
Was it technique or the guy? You like the guy?
It was probably it? Technique because he was just freaking great at everything.
Freaking oh. great.
First of all, look at that bicep and tricep combo right there. Did you fucking dare you tell me I'm not built like Godfrey? Look at that fucking arm.
What was the technique that he did that was so good, Shannon? Because you need to communicate this with the men in your life.
Right.
All you have to do is say, I had a girl tell me once, she was like, look, put your thumb in my pussy and do this.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Sure. She started squirting all over the place. Just this shit. This is what she wanted. She wanted my thumb inside of her and this. I would have never done this fucking move in a million years. I will never do it. I try to do it to another girl. She fucking, I'm going through a trial right now. Right. It's a problem. Okay? This fucking bitch fucking wanted me to do this. Like, it's imagine you're trying to.
Like you finished a show tune?
Just thumb her.
She wanted a thumb and a fucking ba 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 ba. That's her.
I'll tell you. I know what he did right.
Yeah.
Is that he paid he made very close attention to me.
I can't do it. Along with the Ren and Stimpy mug. This is perfect.
He paid close attention to my breath and how I was responding to what he was doing.
He was like, mint.
So he knew when to like go faster, slow down, keep doing what he was
so
doing.
So he was in tune to what you were doing.
Yeah.
So he had to be a fucking mind-reading asshole.
Because you wouldn't say go faster.
Shannon, just say slow down. Go faster. Yeah, right there. I like it.
I didn't need to. He nailed it every time. Also, the only guy that I was able to finish with just penetration. Same guy.
Were you in love with him? Or was
Hold on. How do you finish?
You don't finish.
Not orally, not penetration.
Thumb?
Oh.
You have to just call her fat and make her cry? Thumbing?
Yeah, that's it.
Thumbing.
That was me.
It's a good move right there. This bitch really wanted it. She was like, put your thumb and then fucking do that.
It's like a lot of it has to do with the upbringing. Like ghetto girls, like girls that come from nothing. Like you go in there and you're just fucking on a mattress on the floor. They come off penetration really easy. Like you just get on top of you and they'll fucking come on their own. Like I found like girls that like had like dads and nice bedrooms, especially if they had like a canopy bed. Ugh.
I think women that are just
Those women are that mosquito have, they have
the legs. Pew pew. Yeah, I. There's no rhyme or reason. I don't know. I don't know if you could find the through line, if it's a cultural thing, whatever. I think women. Ew. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Inside of my body. It was like my chest farted.
You come from podcasting.
Something's happening.
I know.
I think so, though.
But I think so, yeah. Some women will fucking come from penetration. Some women come from going down on them. Some women need a finger while you're eating them out. Some women need to fucking... But what you need to do, ladies, because we're easy. Guys, guess what? Guys just want the same fucking rhythm over and over again. You could suck, you could have a hand, you could have your pussy, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just do the same rhythm over and over again. Don't say anything. Don't fucking do this move. We're like, are you almost done? Because if you do that one, then we mentally have to start over, bitch. Don't ever ask me if I'm almost done. And then I start to sweat. And then it's a whole to do.
And there's no reason to ever rub the dick on the outside of your face. If it's not in your mouth, you're doing it wrong. Girls who take it out and try to put it on your cheek.
By the way, Shannon was...
Hold on. I don't mind rubbing my dick and smacking a girl in the face with my dick a little bit just to let her know she's been a bad girl.
But that's not going to make you cum.
That's not going to make me cum. That's me just letting her know she's alive.
Yeah.
I call that the police brutality. It's like, bad girl. What were you going to say?
Shannon's, though, she was like in love with this guy. So the emotional attachment counts for something with women, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's why, yeah, I don't have like casual sex, like random sex with strangers, which is why I haven't had sex in 17 months.
But that's also probably why you're not coming.
Yeah.
You probably have to fuck some strangers to get your to let your guard down.
I don't know. That's not
Shannon, you should seriously fuck everyone on this podcast.
After you described hitting a girl in the head with your cock like Rodney King.
Shannon.
No, thank you.
Just fuck all of us. How much fun would that be?
Not a lot of fun.
Come on. Nate'll do it. Man's a team player. Nate would fuck everybody on this podcast.
Whole bottle of lube right here still.
Really cares. Nate, what about the first girl you ate out? What happened? So she put some Vegemite on her pussy. Yeah.
The first girl I ate out, I was 17. She was 16. She was my girlfriend at the time. I was on a balcony at a friend's party. And that was it. And then she blew me. And it was really.
Now, does your tongue have to go the other way?
Yeah, man.
ZYW.
We dated for probably like a year after that. Dave
doesn't know the way the alphabet goes, by the way.
That's just the way the police always ask me to do it.
No, you forgot X, you fucking.
That's probably why I've been getting arrested every time. Shit. All right.
Anyway, yeah, we dated for a year after that. Sex was really good.
Yeah. Was she like, oh, you lost your virginity too?
Yes. Yeah, we both lost our virginity to each other.
Yeah.
I've never had sex with a virgin.
Me either.
That's crazy. No,
really?
Yeah, never.
How many virgins have I had sex with?
Never.
One, for sure. Two. Three. Four.
Wow. That's pretty impressive already.
Maybe four. In fact, you know what? New contest. I will take your virginity. Turn on some fun music. Get the Action Park music. The Action Park theme. I don't know if there's an Action Park theme, but you know what? Do something.
Like a virgin.
Yeah. No, we can. I will take your virginity, okay? You have to write me a 1,000-word essay on why you want me to take your virginity. And one lucky girl under the age of 21, I will...
Not a religious girl, like 30-something, no.
Penetrate you sexually, no condom.
I've never done. I've never taken
worn a
virginity
condom?
Without a condom.
Without a condom. Oh, have I ever taken a virginity without a condom?
I've never done that.
That's interesting. No, it's always been with a condom.
Yeah.
I've always taken virginities with
condoms. How are you going to cure the AIDS?
Yeah, no, it was my girlfriend in high school. We took each other's virginity. Then I dated another girl who was a virgin, took her virginity. Then dated another girl when I was like fucking 19. She was like 17, took her virginity. Then one other girl randomly.
The fake accent girl.
Yeah,
right?
Fake accent girl. Yeah.
I know way too much about Lewis.
You know everything, baby. Yeah, this girl.
I have Lewis's sexual history memorized.
I'll give the quick version of the story. Is like I met this girl at a bar one night, and she was from England, right? Or I thought she was from England. She was like, "Hey, I'm from England, mate." And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of hot." You know, she's kind of dumpy, but her accent's making her kind of hotter, more exotic.
Is this Kelly Fastuca?
Yeah,
she British accent episoded you.
Yeah, she did British accent episode. I hung out with this bitch for hours, okay? And she's like, "I'll take another drink, mate." And she'd take another drink, and then eventually we went to her back for her friend's apartment, and we go to fuck, and I go put my dick in her, and she's like, "Ah," and I was like, "What's wrong? Are the redcoats coming?" She's like, "No." She's like, "I'm sort of a virgin," and I was like, "Oh shit." And then she's like, "Yeah, I tried it once, and I didn't, you know, it never happened, and we just didn't try it again. And I'm going back to England on Tuesday, and I just wanted to lose my virginity in New York City before." Before she was even done talking, I was like,
"Yeah, you can't."
No, I just fucking ripped it into her.
Oh,
and and then she was a bleeder; she bled a lot. And then I remember, like, we were laying with each other. It was like 6 a.m. The sun was coming up.
Hold on, was this your place or hers?
This is her friend's place.
Okay.
It was like 6 a.m. The sun was coming up, and she's like, "I've got a confession to make." And I was like, "She's not a virgin. She's just a fucking weird, tight, bloody pussy." I have no idea. And she's like, "I'm not actually from England. I'm from New Jersey. I've been faking the accent all night."
God,
I was like,
"Oh."
So now I have this fat, and like all of the reality came into play. It was like, "Oh, she's not from England. She's just a fat girl from Jersey.
Right.
There's nothing exotic about her accent."
He's going over all the details from the night.
There's blood everywhere.
It's fucking hot. Like, what did I do? What did I hurt?
Oh, awful night. I'm glad I've never taken anyone's virginity.
Just woke up naked in a zoo.
I felt bad for the first girl that I took her virginity because that happened like in my basement in a pile of dirty laundry. And I was just like, that sucks for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the story she tells the rest of her life. Right?
Yeah.
But we were all kids. It was always like just a fucking... Actually, me losing my virginity was sort of romantic.
I pulled a lot of people in the basement into the laundry pile.
pulled pulled them down.
Yeah, well, that's what we used to say. That's a slang for I got.
Yeah, you wonder where all those missing socks go.
Yeah, I
Narnia.
The girl I lost my virginity to, it was romantic, like my girlfriend, you know, candles and fucking.
Ew.
Yeah. No, it was you know what song I lost my virginity to? You know it.
Cemetery Gates. By Pantera. Right.
By Pantera?
Pantera, Cemetery Gates.
Oh, that's pretty great.
It's fucking you put it on, why not Shannon? Get Shannon horny watch.
She had a cute upper.
Yeah, that was on there pretty fast.
Cause when you're fucking to this song, dude, you know, I'm
it kicks in.
It builds up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this right now, I'm just kissing her. I'm fucking, she's a goth chick. It's fucking taking her fucking hair, pushing it back, looking at her one fucking white contact. Fucking beautiful. Just rub the lipstick all over her face. Like, oh, fucking, you know. But no, it was like passion. They were just like kissing and fucking kissing your fucking little flat titty. She had no titty. She was like, Shannon.
How many?
And this is about his dead
Lewis
friend,
is also
right?
Fat
this
is with purple hair.
Yeah.
Eyeliner and a cowboy hat.
Ooh. Were you still fucking with your shirt on at this time?
No, I wasn't fucking with shirt at the time. I was sexy as fuck at the time. I did have long curly hair though.
Yeah.
Purple streaks, eyeliner.
How many times were you in before you were able to start switching positions?
I didn't nut, doggy. We did it with a condom. We fucked for like 3 hours. And we had this song on repeat. So it was just this song.
Piss on a loop.
Just this song on a loop for hours. Mm. And then every time it would go back to the romantic part, the beginning part, go back to the beginning. I just start to make love slowly again. And then oh, baby, we're back here. Shh, slow down.
Just back and forth for hours.
Start smacking into her. That was great.
There it is. Just sodomy, then whisper sweet nothings.
Yep.
Back again.
Punch her in the head.
Back again.
Fucking bitch, take that fucking dick. Hold on. We're back. Shh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got a little violent there. Oh, now yeah. This is the real
bad
again. I'll never hurt you again.
Definitely traumatized.
The only two souls I met in this entire world.
Oh, I love you so much. I would never hurt you. You're just so beautiful. So amazing. The one woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. You fucking slut! I hate you! I hate you! Where's my mother? She never loved me! All right. We got it. Mm-hmm. We got it. Can we get some plugs, please, Shannon? For once? It's been a great show so far, guys. Thank you for everyone that's been tuning into the Real Ass Podcast. It's been crushing it lately. I got it way ahead of it this time. All of the pre-tapes done. Shannon, how exciting is it to get all these shows just in the can, ready to rock?
Very exciting. I actually am trying to take a beach day on Monday. It's my first beach day of the whole summer.
What? Pictures? Send some pics. Shave those pubes.
Purple pubes.
Paul Hooper, what would you like to plug, my brother?
I got some road stuff coming up October, November, so paulhoopercomedy.com.
paulhoopercomedy.com. Dave, what's going on, my brother?
All right, first and foremost, I want to thank, because I had to text you and tell you, your fans, real-ass podcast fans, have been coming out to Dave Temple's shows, so this is fucking amazing. Now that I know you guys fuck with me, all right? I want to let you guys know, August 22nd, I'm going to be in Westchester, Pennsylvania at the Tilted Axes. We turn that place into a comedy club on Thursday nights. Also, August the 26th here in Brooklyn, New York, me and the 6 Foot Nothing Gang are going to be doing a taping at Union Hall. And Monday, I have my own show, the 26th, at Bar 9 in Hell's Kitchen, the Unpopular Opinion Show. If you cannot make that show at 10 p.m., follow my Instagram, tune into my live, where we'll go ahead and do the panel portion. So all of those tickets are available at DaveTempleComedy.com, or you can follow me at I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms where it really fucking matters, people. Let's go.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talking through horror movies, genre movies, B-movies, or whatever the fuck else I felt like watching that day.
Hell yeah, guys. Check out my other podcasts here, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me, both on the Gas Digital Network. And if you love all the shows here on the network, you get everything on demand whenever you want it at your fingertips. Use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, get pre-release on this show, all the other shows, plus the complete on-demand library, plus pre-release, early access,
chat.
Shut up. Live chat, message board, ad-free, uncensored, and more. Use that promo code RAP, 14-day free trial. And some live dates coming up, guys. August 25th, one night only. First show is almost sold out, guys. Get tickets for the late show at The Secret Group, Houston, Texas, one night only. If you guys are listening to this live, you guys, that's next Sunday night, guys. Or if you're listening on iTunes, it's just going to be in a couple days. Houston, fucking Texas, come out and represent, baby boys. Also, starting to announce some of these Kurt Metzger dates. Me and Metzger are planning a tour together. First date officially, 9/20 and 21, September 20th, 21st, Zany's Nashville. Myself and Kurt Metzger. Kurt Metzger will be headlining his new hour. He's working on a special. Hopefully, going to be done with Gas Digital. We're negotiating with him right now. Hopefully, we can make that work. And I'm working on a bunch of new material as well. So me and Metzger are going to be doing a bunch of touring together this fall and winter. So if you're in the Nashville area, I haven't performed in Nashville in a very long time. It'll be the 20th and the 21st of September coming up. Grab your tickets for Kurt Metzger at Zany's Nashville. Zany'sComedy.com, I believe, is the website. All right. What happened with the Photoshops?
I'll be honest, it didn't go very well.
Did we get anybody that actually made me a photo that I wanted? Here's the thing. Me and Kim broke up. Everyone knows that, okay? It's been a trying time, okay? Yeah. And every time I fucking see a photo of me and her, it reminds me of the days that passed. The good old fucking days, okay? And it's very sad. So I don't want to see pictures of her anymore. So I the right person, this could actually be something that I do with all of my photos of Kim. I could actually hire them to Photoshop Kim out of all of my photos, but it has to be the right person. I'm looking for professionalism. So we had a bunch of people that sent in a bunch of gibberish and horseshit, right?
Yeah. It started okay.
Like, show some of the stuff that people sent in.
So, I mean, I don't know what this is.
Is that Ed Asner?
I don't know.
I don't know how that's helpful.
But it's not terrible. I mean, they weren't trying to do anything. I think they just didn't understand the rules.
You look like his cool boy.
Yeah.
This one's okay.
Okay, that's a little bit on brand. If they got a snake in there, that'd be good, but it's fine. I like it.
I like that, but it's not very realistic.
I don't mind it, though. More of me is actually something that a lot of people have been asking for. Imagine we had three me's on this podcast. Shannon, guess what? Shannon, we're doing a whole episode where it's just me. Yes, I just decided that. This is going to be a lot of work. Wow.
So this... I don't know what to say about this one.
Who's that ugly woman's face? I don't know. An ugly face of a woman. I don't know who that is, though.
It's a weird choice.
Is it a woman?
I can't tell.
All right, go.
Someone's made you a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I know. Is that Ninja Turtle guy?
Yeah.
From Splinter. Twitter? He always makes me a Ninja Turtle.
Right, yeah. So they started around here. They're
fine, but it's not exactly what I'm looking for.
That's just a weird choice.
That's just an old shot of me.
Yeah.
When I had hair.
Okay, Shannon says she likes you with hair.
Shannon, if my body looked like that, would you let me penetrate you sexually and cream pry you? Shannon.
Still no. It's still you.
What? Is it my personality? Yeah. Shut up. You like my personality. You want to kiss my personality.
That's right.
You want to kiss my personality on his belly button.
Yep.
Go. Oh, really? Really?
It's not good. And I think some of these people are trying to be mean to you.
I'm so tempted to put that right in my mouth.
Yeah. That's your dad.
That's actually a picture of my father and a real picture of the stabbing.
This one, I don't know how helpful that is. I started to get emailed, like, not great, you know.
Yeah, that's not great. That's me with Hitler and his and entire
Nazi. And then this
Nazi.
One is just not useful.
Is that Michael Bisping? It looks like Michael Bisping.
Why is he wearing fake Tims?
yeah, anything else?
Those are basically the extent of it.
Yeah, we can't use these.
No, but I've had.
I wanted to put these up in my house. My son's going to see these photos,
right?
And he's gonna think some weird shit's happening.
So what I think the problem is people don't have like a blank version of you to put in whatever they want.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, I think people are struggling because half your body is missing in that photo.
I know. Well, you told me that, and that was a good. And you had a great idea. You were like, well, why don't you take some photos and possibly give them more options a little bit easier. That wasn't right. That was a difficult project.
Yeah.
So now to find the right Photoshopper, we did this. We gave them.
As you can see, I've got like just a plain background in Photoshop, but you can put in your Lewis anywhere. So here's just Lewis standing.
It's very nice.
You know, maybe you want to, here's you kissing a Real Ass Podcast mug.
I love kissing things. There we go. That's beautiful. That's a great thing you could Photoshop.
And I think this is a great photo. This is just you showing off your muscles.
My muscles. Beautiful. So I love it.
We'll put them out on Twitter and hopefully people will be a bit more responsible with these.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, it's really nice of you.
I think now I see why people used to take those just standard farmer pictures just side by side with their wife. It's easy. Easier to Photoshop her out once it's over.
That is true.
Like if she died, you just Photoshop the new wife's head on.
That's one of the other reasons why falling in love and growing old with somebody is so, just the thought of it's so hard. It's like eventually them dying, having to deal with that fucking, you know, the loss of somebody else dying like that. That's why I keep my I play my cards very close to my chest. That's not the right expression.
Mm-mm. But you try it. You want to try again?
You can lead a horse to water.
That's perfect. That's it.
Everything. You can teach a man to fish and you can feed him for a day.
What else you got?
You can give a man a fish. Yeah. So yeah, get those out. Put those out on Twitter. Make sure you guys follow everyone on Twitter, all that good stuff. What happened with Mike Tyson here? You guys put this on the notes.
So apparently he said on his podcast, which is called Hot Boxing, which covers it's a lot about weed.
Is it a weed podcast? Mike Tyson has a weed podcast.
Basically, yeah.
Why have I not done Mike Tyson's podcast?
I'm confused too.
Can you guys try to get me on it? Can you be fucking producers for once in your lives and try to get me on this podcast? New project. Because Shannon didn't get Bagel fucking Guy on the podcast. And you know what Bagel Guy does? You know what he does? He does everything. He does the thing where he follows you and then unfollows you to try to get you to follow
like
him.
Ralph.
He's a Ralph. He's a Ralpher.
Ralph should carry him in a papoose.
Yo, it's crazy, dude. Bagel Boss Guy, beat it. Isn't he doing? He's doing a celebrity fight club, right?
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Some old baseball player. I just saw it show up. It was supposed to be Shuley originally.
Shuley was going
to
do
it. It was supposed to be Shuley.
Oh, Shuley would have knocked him the fuck out.
Lenny Dykstra.
He's going to kill him.
How big is Lenny Dykstra?
He's a professional athlete. I don't care. That
but he's an old man.
So is the Bagel Guy.
Give me some Lenny Dykstra stats. Bagel Guy's a little... like
he's 5'10".
5'10"?
Yeah, he's... No. Lenny Dykstra.
How old is he, though?
56.
56. Can I see a picture or a video right now of Lenny Dykstra today? Because I gotta ideally video, because I want to see how feeble he is. Because 56, you could be a young 56, you could be an old 56.
I don't know, but he's
you know, how old is 13 really?
Like,
how old is
56? Parties and shit like that. Yeah, Dykstra's fucked.
Didn't he retire?
He looks like a solid. He looks like Vecchione.
Oh my God,
he looks like a 2 year older Mike Vecchione.
Isn't he in prison? Wasn't Dykstra in prison for some? I guess he's out. So.
He's going to murder him.
I think so, dude. I mean, just looking from that picture, it's. Old man strength, former professional athlete.
He looks like he has fireman body.
Yeah. Is there a video of Lenny Dykstra today? Is he fucking... I mean, why would Bagel Guy take this fight? Bagel Guy's a small guy, dude. 5 feet tall is going to be... It's going to be a difficult process. Also, I saw some random dude in that video just take him to the ground with ease.
I think he's fought regular-sized people before. He can take it.
Let's see. What is this? This is Dykstra's arrest video from when?
About a year ago.
Oh, look at what? Those mitts. Oh, look at his hands.
Okay, so tell me what happened. What's your side of the story?
Crazy.
Okay, tell me your side of the story.
I didn't have the address in for Staten Island where I'm going. I had to meet somebody to where I'm going. So I went there to check in a hotel, and I said, hold on, I'm putting the address in. He said, I can't go nowhere if you don't have the address. And I said, whoa, bro, take it easy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a problem.
Wait. I said, dude, I'm putting the address in. You don't like it, take me back home. We'll get
why, is it? Why is he saying that you pointed a bag at him?
I have no idea. He's crazy.
Fine.
Dude.
Do you own a firearm?
No, I'm a convicted felon. I can't own a firearm.
I'm a convicted felon.
I don't like this guy going through my stuff.
You just said I could look in there for a firearm.
Well,
it's all we're looking for.
No, but I'm going to show you the bag.
Oh, he's on drugs.
He's an old drunk.
You pointed it out very distinctly.
He's on painkillers. That's not drunk. That's that is oxycontin tongue.
I mean, not that you and I would know what that sounds like.
But he's jumpy. He's ready to swing him somewhere.
We've all had some oxycontin tongue. There's been a couple oxycontin tongued episodes of the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, he's got some Camel cigarettes.
Oh, he's nervous now.
and stuff?
Yeah, we just fixed it.
Dave made a really good point.
Staying over there now?
What was that?
Those fucking hands.
He does got fucking meat fucking hooks.
Yeah. Professional athlete hands. He's going to kill that little
dude.
He's going to kill him. Yeah, it's over. But also, you understand, he's obviously... give me some more information about that arrest. What ended up happening there?
It looks like it gets... Actually, judging by the video, it looks like it pops off a little bit.
Oh, let me see. It pops off? Oh, keep on going, please.
No, he's clearly in fear.
Fear of me?
Yeah.
I'm in fear of him.
Well, it looks like it's going to pop off later because this is one of two.
Okay. The guy went 100 miles an hour here. He locked me in his car.
So...
Dude, take it easy.
Like a big cop.
Yeah. Whoa.
Mr. Blackshirt,
relax. Shannon, how bad you want to fuck that cop?
Look at that fucking cop's arms.
Put your hands behind your back.
Wait, what are you doing?
Put your hands behind your
back. Wait, what are you doing?
Now, the fact that they're doing this to talk to him lets you know that they even know he could be a problem. That's why they're doing this.
One second.
Oh my God, from an Uber driver?
Uber driver?
Dude, under arrest
for
what?
We're going to explain everything to you in a minute. Just relax.
Oh, my God. Under arrest.
Whoa. So what happened there exactly? Why was he arrested? Do we know?
Got into it with an Uber driver.
Yeah, that's what happened. He got into an altercation with an Uber driver. And they both, apparently, both him and the Uber driver said they were scared of each other.
Did the Uber driver get arrested too?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a foregone conclusion that he will be able to beat up Bagel Boss. Bagel Boss guy is what, like, probably 30, 35?
No, he's got to be older than that. He's got to be probably like 45, closer to 50.
Okay.
And he's like 4'10", 4'11". He's a little tiny little thing.
He's going to get killed.
Yeah, no, he's going to get fucking destroyed. Let's see. Yeah, family, personal 45. Life. Incidents. Yeah, he's had some in 1999. Dykstra was arrested for sexual harassment of a 17-year-old girl who worked at his car wash, but the criminal charges were later dropped.
He threatened to kill the Uber driver. He was on cocaine and ecstasy.
Dude, this guy rules.
Dude, think about how much of a badass he is when he's not on cocaine and ecstasy.
I would have kissed that cop. Oh, look at your big arms.
Let's see. Dexter was arrested and charged with bankruptcy fraud. What? He was arrested and charged with 25 misdemeanor and felony counts of grand theft auto, identity theft. This is 2011. Indecent exposure in 2011 again.
There goes
Hall
my
of Fame
hero.
Career.
He placed ads on Craigslist requesting a personal assistant or housekeeping services. The victims alleged when they arrived, they were informed that the job also required a massage service. Dykstra would then disrobe and expose. He louied these girls. Dude, the first episode of that show, The Boys, the one of the fucking superhero louies one of the other superheroes. He turns around, his dick's just out. It's fucking great. Spoiler alert. And then 2018, he was arrested for uttering terroristic threats and for possession of drugs. He allegedly held a gun to his Uber driver after the driver refused to change destinations. On October 10th, he was indicted by New Jersey grand jury for cocaine and methamphetamine possession and making terroristic
threats.
That's
so funny because that means he was doing Uber pool. Like, you can change the destination on your own with UberX.
Yeah.
You put it in and they go wherever the fuck the line tells them to go.
Oh, yeah. So this guy, he's had a lot of problems after it's all said and done. He's going to murder Bagel Boss.
Yeah.
He's been in fucking prison multiple times. He's a felon. He's a former athlete. He's 5'10". He's a man. As long as he's not on ecstasy in the fight, even then, even in that state, I think there's a good chance. Dude, fighting is fucking tough, dude. It's really tough.
If you're 4'10", it's boxing, not MMA, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
How do you knock out somebody that's 6 foot? You can't hit him in the head.
Happen.
No, have to hit start.
He got tackled at a bagel store by somebody that just knocked him right to the ground.
I'm saying, you can't punch up and knock somebody out.
There's
right?
no fucking way. But they needed to get a smaller guy. This is way mismatched.
You guys
way mismatched.
Shuley was a better match.
Shuley was a better match, but sort of. I mean, Shuley's not like an old drunk drug addict fucking... I don't know how much that does to him, right? So
he's been like that for a long time, though. Even when he was playing in the Phillies, he was a drugged up guy like that.
You know this because you're in decent shape. You're not Godfrey, but you're in decent shape. You're not. You don't know what's going on in that guy's fucking body. He might not be able to get to the top of stairs without fucking passing out, right? You have no idea where he's at. So, all things considered, if he comes in in slightly good shape. He does some sparring, does a little bit of training. It'll be easy. But if his liver is destroyed and he's like on knocking on the door of death already and we don't know, there's sort of that factor where he could just have his hands down by his side within a minute. Then Bagel Boss is just like...
But it's going to be gut shots, right? He can't reach his face, right? Yeah. They really can't. So that Bagel Boss doesn't care if he beat Handicap. If he's beaten in the hospital, it's still good for him.
Yeah.
Extends his fame. That's all he cares. Mm-hmm. Handicapped and short.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to watch that. I'll watch it. Fuck it, right?
Do you remember the celebrity boxing they did? It was... Horshack versus somebody.
Danny Bonaducci?
No. Danny Bonaducci
did one.
It was Horshack and Screech, and it was just sad.
Yeah, you got to turn it on for a minute.
Because Horshack was way too old for it, and Screech was way too excited to beat up an old man.
And Screech also like had martial arts experience, right?
Definitely. All of it was really... It was the same then. China fight the guy that who... the girlfriend shot the wife? Same era.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Buttafuoco?
Yeah, Joey Buttafuoco.
Yeah.
Joey Buttafuoco beat up China?
They're the same champ.
Fucking Italians. Jesus Christ.
A lot of people...
I respect that one.
Footage, but...
A lot of people say that China's Buttafugly. Go ahead. Dustin Diamond
teaches chess. He is. I remember watching this. This was a sad state of events.
All right, well, we don't need to see the intros. We know who they are, guys. Put his chin down very quickly, or else he's going to get tapped by one of Dustin Diamond's punches. Oh, yeah, these guys are fucking... This is pathetic. Oh, this is fucking pathetic.
Is the Red Trunks Screech?
No, Red Trunks is Horshack. Horshack.
Jesus Christ, this guy's old.
Yeah, the whole thing is...
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Screech. Jesus Christ.
You know what's sad in this fight? Like a couple years ago, Screech canceled a gig on New Year's Eve and I had to cover for him. There's anything sadder than I...
Oh, God. This poor old man is getting fucking wrecked by Screech. Screech is such a pussy. All right. This is actually just making me sad.
Can you just go to the
watch him when someone tries to like beat up an old woman and take their purse and they don't drop him with the first part?
Go to the end. I want to see at least.
I don't see. There we go.
I want to see him.
So old.
Yeah, we see the end of the fight. I don't even know what's going on. Oh, he still got a little knot over his eye, too. That's it. Look how proud Dustin Diamond is.
Yeah, I love that guy. He has no shame.
Oh, look at
this. There we go.
This poor old man. All right. There we go. We got it.
Yeah, it didn't go good.
Oh, man.
That's pathetic. That's tough, right?
In the 90s, huh?
I'm still looking for a fight. Me and Jim Martinez are maybe supposed to fight eventually. We got to figure it all out.
That's kind of like Bagel Boss and Dykstra, right?
Me and Jim Martinez?
Yeah.
Me and Jim Martinez. Tag team match versus Bagel Boss and Dykstra.
All right, that's good. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting back in shape, though. Thank you guys for listening to today's show. I will be, we'll be back on Wednesday. I think we're going to stagger this one because I know Temple's doing another one. We're pre-tipping another one for Friday. So, yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday with somebody. Got to figure it out. And make sure you follow everyone on social media. Go fucking download all the podcasts of these fucking crazy son of a bitches. We love everyone that listens to the Real Ass Podcast. You guys are the best podcast fans in the world. We will check you guys next time. Thank you very much. Peace.
That's all, folks.